Hello, dear listeners. This is Basement Gaming episode 76. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Hey, that's me.
This episode, Brigham and I talk about the recent PlayStation State of Play and the cancellation of E3 and what that means for the future of the convention. If you enjoyed the show, give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your podcast listening app of choice. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. And we're back. How's it going, bro?
Going great. Lots of really incredible games coming out just day after day. Just don't even know what to do with myself because, you know, there's just so many games coming out right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, just how are you even living life, you know, going to work, paying bills when there's so many games to play?
Yeah, you know, it's bad whenever a mobile game comes out and that's probably the biggest game of the month.
You know, it's bad when PlayStation has a whole state of play and there's literally nothing in it that I'm interested in.
Oh, that's, my gosh. We are going to talk about that. But yeah, we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's all I got. Let's get into it now.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. I just want to say, first off, I saw that and I was like, that's it? I think you posted something on Twitter too, saying something like, along the same lines.
It's like, wait a minute. Is that it?
Yeah. Like, but it seems like a lot of people who are PlayStation fans were like, oh, this was amazing. This was one of the best PlayStation State of Plays. Maybe my expectations were raised too high, but I was kind of expecting an E3 type of conference of seeing exclusives, big reveals. Nothing really looked interesting to me at all. Resident Evil 4 Remastered was the one game I was like, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is like the Resident Evil 4 thing is big. I think that's what people were expecting. They announced like a Horizon Forbidden West patch with some new stuff in it. Nothing crazy. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. The only thing I wanted to see out of the State of Play was a God of War release date, and I didn't get that. Therefore, I'm disappointed. So,
yeah, can we say now that with no God of War release date from that, it's pretty much guaranteed that game's not coming out till 23?
Yeah, I'm okay saying that. We've been speculating for the past couple of months that if we don't hear a release date by the summer, there's no way it's going to come out this year, because it would have to have been this holiday season. If that was true, then pre-orders would have been up by now, you know?
So yeah. Yeah, dude, that's bad.
It's a bummer. It's just a bummer, man. It's like, it feels like we haven't recovered from the COVID delays, and I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know, some of the games I saw, the Stray, it's just a bunch of indie games. And
Stray did look cool.
Stray looked cool. I was like, if there's an indie game I play, that's probably one. But yeah, that would be like if it's on sale, you know?
Yeah, for me, it's like it's gonna come out on. Well, they did say it'll be on their subscription service, so maybe that's worthwhile to pay 1 month the PlayStation subscription, whatever it's called, play it and then be done. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It was just. It was also really short. It was barely like 20, 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, if you're a fighting game fan, Street Fighter 6 announced. Who knows when that's coming out? Final Fantasy is out. 16, yeah, that's, you know, that's a thing.
That looks good. I mean, I keep getting bamboozled by Final Fantasy. Every time a new one gets announced, I'm like, wow, that looks so good. I can't wait to play it. And then I play it for like half an hour and I get bored and I walk away. So I don't know if they'll be the same with this one, but
probably, man.
Yeah. I don't know. This one, though, it's directed by the same guy who made the Final Fantasy MMO. And he's like really well known. Like everyone loves him. So I am interested to see where that goes. But yeah, it wasn't mind blowing to see that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We didn't really see much. It was just. Wasn't it just a cinematic trailer? It wasn't even a gameplay trailer, was it?
I think it showed some gameplay. At least it showed like some combat with the HUD, heads-up display showing.
I'm going to look it up right now. Because I did come in a little late, but I looked at a lot of the stuff afterwards.
Yeah, I distinctly remember seeing a HUD, so it showed some combat. People liked the music that was playing in it. I don't know if we got a release date, right? Was there a release date for it?
We'll launch in 2023. No date, but year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be Q4 23 then.
Yeah. I'm looking at this and it's similar to 15, which is cool. But I mean, it's, you gotta be into it, man. We're not into JRPGs, so this isn't for us, you know?
Yeah.
It's just all finesse combat, you know? Just hitting monsters for 3,000 hit points for 30 seconds. So, I don't know. We'll see. Again, this might be another one of them. It's on sale for like $30. Sure, I'll give it a shot. I might get 8 hours out of it, you know?
yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's just what's hard for me is that, like I said before, expectations. I came in thinking, okay, in a normal world, E3 would be going on right now. This is Sony's E3 press conference. That's like the level I was at, okay? I think a lot of other people, which maybe they're right, because I think that Sony did announce ahead of time, like, hey, like, this is going to be focused on third-party games, not first-party exclusives.
Yeah.
A lot of other people were expecting, were comparing it to other PlayStation States of Play, which you look at other PlayStation States of Play, they haven't really been like huge things. Whenever they announce stuff for Horizon or God of War, they've had their own separate little like video for it. It wasn't like part of a State of Play, or if it was a State of Play, it was like, this State of Play is about Horizon and only Horizon sort of thing.
Yeah, so, it's usually they just drop a trailer randomly throughout the week one day, you know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Usually not. They give it its own breath. I don't know. You know what the thing about Final Fantasy is that I feel like maybe if I sat down and watched a video that just showed me all the entire story of Final Fantasy, maybe I'll be a little bit more interested. Because I'm watching this trailer again. I'm like, this looks sick. This looks like it'd be a really cool story to follow, but I never know what's going on in Final Fantasy, so I'm just kind of going around bonking things for 30 hours, not knowing what the point of anything is.
Yeah, same. I never really got into any of the Final Fantasy stories, but I don't know.
Which I'm told is the whole point of a JRPGs, is you got to get into the story if you want to actually care enough to play 90-hour-plus gameplay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of it can be pretty repetitive and annoying. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much the gist of it. I mean, again, for me, the big thing I wanted was God of War. I didn't get that. Didn't even get a release date for the Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2. It's just nothing. Somebody, one of my coworkers was like, oh, you think we're going to see any more about the Wolverine game that announced last year?
Oh, wow.
I would have been freaking over the moon shocked. If that happened, that would have been an absurdly big surprise. Like, the internet would have exploded if we got like gameplay footage of some sort of that, and or like some sort of idea when it's coming out. Because I don't even think they gave us a year when that freaking thing's coming out. Who knows?
No, they just gave a title card. That was it. Yeah, that was. I totally forgot about that game. Yeah, that'll be cool. There's so many cool games that are going to come. They're going to be really great games to play in 2025 at this point, it seems like.
Like 3 years from now, 7 years from now.
It kills me. And just like I was saying before, I was expecting E3, and this is a great reminder of how much I miss E3. Like, we would be in the middle of E3 right now if it was normal year. Like, if the pandemic never happened and E3 wasn't already crumbling, which I guess it kind of was before the pandemic hit, like, we'd be getting so many announcements and so many hype videos. And we had a whole episode about E3 and how you don't like the hype. I love the hype. But yeah, I don't know. This is just a reminder that times are changing. And I don't like it.
The thing about the hype is, after all these years, I've learned that the hype is normal, but to not let it overtake me. You know, I still keep my expectations. After E3 is over, I'm like, okay, well, that was, I saw some cool gameplay that I'll see in the next 10 years, but don't be surprised if I don't see it in the next 5 years, it's one of those things where we do take it for granted, I guess, to have all this excitement floating around the gaming industry. Not that E3 hasn't happened the last 2 years, and with our transition over to a lot of these companies, these devs just doing their own online conferences, I guess, online announcements, the need for E3 is becoming less and less apparent, you know? Especially because I follow, you know, you and I both follow a lot of people that cover the industry as journalists or critics and whatnot, and a lot of them, they kind of have this love-hate relationship with E3 because it usually signifies a ton of work for them. They're essentially up almost 24/7 for 4 days straight, mm-hmm. or even longer sometimes if they're like a multi-game company, you know, that covers a lot of games, like IGN. People that work for IGN, like, I can't imagine what that's like covering E3. It's like, do you sleep? Probably not, because you're just writing. You're going to the conference and writing articles for a week straight, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's the busiest time of the year for sure.
Yeah, so I doubt they'll miss it too much with this format where every developer kind of does their own thing in the span of, like, you know, the summer, 3-4 months of the summer. It's definitely a lot better for the workload of the industry people, I guess. And for us, we'll just get the hype more spread out, I guess. But again, I think it's very strange, like you said, that this could have been that big Sony conference. Like, if this conference happened in E3, do you think people would be okay with this? Like, if this was Sony's...
Sony would have been lambasted, dude. Yeah, there's no way.
Like, if this was their presentation at E3.
An E3 presentation that talks zero about PlayStation exclusive. Not a single one of those games were actual PlayStation exclusives. Like, only PlayStation, not even PC.
Probably the biggest announcement. A PC port for something? They announced PC port for Spider-Man. Yeah, that's what it was.
For Spider-Man, which is so funny because I saw on Twitter afterwards that apparently, like, 3 years ago, Insomniac Twitter was like, this game is only on PS4 and PS5. It will not be on any other machine. Like, it won't ever be on PC. And they had, like, two tweets stating that it'll never come to PC.
Yep, some CEO got replaced or some head of development.
Yeah, they're like, not just so fast, Mr. Twitter community manager.
get an ambulance, but not for me.
Exactly, dude. I think at this point too, it's inevitable to think that every PlayStation game will come to PC eventually. It'll just be like 3 years, which I think is fine. I think that's a good
It's been like that for a while now. I don't think Last of Us ever came out for PC, like, for example, or Uncharted.
Well, now that I'm just saying, like, before it seemed like only certain games, like maybe games that didn't sell as well as they would have liked on PS4, they put it on other things, or maybe games that sell really well and want to come out with a sequel, like God of War, they put it on PC to get people enticed to buy a PlayStation. But now that Spider-Man came out, I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like anything's on the table. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see a Last of Us PC port in the next couple of years. There are already rumors about a Last of Us 1 remaster. I wouldn't be surprised if that remaster was on PC as well, which would be cool. I think it'd be cool to get these games, these older games, in people's hands that, you know, there's a lot of people who just play PC and don't want to play console games, and they're missing out.
Well, Last of Us remastered, but I actually get my money, not gonna lie.
Really? You play it again? Didn't you just beat that game like a month ago?
The first one?
Yeah. What was the second one you replayed?
I was replaying the second one, which I didn't even get around to beating it again. But I haven't played the first one since the first time I played it. Oh, I played the first one twice.
Gotcha.
Yeah. From what I heard rumors of remasters, they're saying that they would update the combat and the level design to what it is in the second one, which is decently different. And especially if they change the level design, and obviously the graphics would look crazy. So, yeah, I'd be for it, probably.
Yeah.
If it's not like $80.
Yeah, that's fair. So I guess with that, you know, we kind of see a Sony state of play. I know that Xbox, Microsoft's going to have their own conference thing this coming week. I think it was the 12th, I want to say, that Xbox is going to have their conference. Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase. on June 12th. So yeah, a week from recording today, it will be out. And we already see delays from that too. Like, we already know that, like, the what's it called? Starfield got delayed, and so did Redfall. Ooh, yeah. Got delayed. So I don't even know what to expect. I don't know. I miss E3.
Put your expectations quite low on this one, I think. Even though, yeah, like, I feel like the potential for the Xbox showcase is kind of high because, you know, Xbox isn't just Microsoft anymore. It's just many small things, and there's a couple of Xbox IPs that I'm kind of interested in, and I'm hoping that they deliver at least some dates. Just give me a date, man. It's just so frustrating.
Oh, what was that one game that you love? You try to get me to play, but I won't because it's too scary, and there's a sequel.
Freaking Senua, man.
Yeah.
Hellblade. Come on.
I'm sure we'll see that. I feel like there is some potential to see more new stuff from Xbox just because they bought so many studios. I feel like at this point, game companies at least have an idea of what they're going to be making. So I'm imagining we'll see a lot of like title card trailers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like just trailer with name. Like, yes, like a little like one CG shot and a title card, and not even a year. I feel like we're going to get a lot of those.
I can see it now, dude. Just the intense blah music and freaking CG character just comes out of the darkness and just says like one cool line and then cut the black title card. It's like, there it is, dude. Get hype for this random game. Oh, this is it. We'll get the Elder Scrolls 6 freaking, you get one more character to see, you know?
Oh my gosh.
That was going to be one of my, what I was going to bring up about, you know, favorite, some of my favorite classic E3 moments of trailers that came out, but we have no idea if those games are ever going to come out, or it's pretty sure that they're not going to come out anymore. And Elder Scrolls 6 is one of them. When did they announce that? Must have been, I mean, obviously it was pre-COVID. It must have been a year or two before COVID, the pandemic started.
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember either now. I was just thinking, I know that Obsidian Entertainment, they're the ones who made, they're making Avowed, and they had made Fallout New Vegas. And now that Bethesda is owned by Microsoft, everyone's been like, oh my gosh, like Obsidian, they can make a Fallout New Vegas 2. And I can just see it in my eyes. This is what's going to happen. They're going to play like a trailer for the first Fallout Vegas and announce Fallout Vegas Remastered. And then they're just going to have a title card for Fallout Vegas 2.
Title card, dude.
And that's going to be it. People are going to flip their lids, and we're going to be super excited about games that won't come out for the next 6-7 years.
Oh, no, that's the wrong company. I was going to say, what if they drop like a Knights of Old Republic title card on us?
Oh my gosh. But, that wasn't already announced. I mean, that already happened last year with PlayStation, so. Yeah, gosh, dude.
Oh, why did they torture us so? It's just cruel and unusual punishment, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just dropping title cards and saying that's a trailer. They call it the teaser trailer. This isn't a teaser trailer. It's a graphic design demo.
That's like an intern project. That's what that is.
Some graduate student as a graphic designer just got that. Just got paid like $10,000 to make that for them. Like, there you go, kid. This is your big break.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, with that being said, you know, we're kind of talking about E3 and the how we both miss E3 in a way. What are some of your favorite memories of E3? Just like looking back on things like you miss.
I feel like I don't remember. We're having trouble like remembering a lot of E3 because they kind of all blend together. Or I remember vividly the Keanu Reeves Cyberpunk thing. I mean, that one is still in a lifeblood of pop culture. Just the, you know, you're breathtaking kind of the Keanu 3, or like the wide Keanu 3 or the tiny Keanu. I remember the Ghost trailer when that first dropped, the Ghost of Tsushima trailer.
I was actually thinking of that. That was a great PlayStation conference.
Yeah.
That one guy playing like that flute.
The flute, yeah. Remember that? I remember Last of Us Part 2. I'm pretty sure that was at E3 or so. Like the first time they dropped like the teaser for it. I think it was just the Ellie playing the guitar.
Oh yeah. Wow, that was so long ago. I remember that.
And then What else?
That's the God of War first. The first God of War gameplay footage. Do you remember that? And they played
the recent one, like
the new God of War. Yeah, God of War 2018.
Yeah, I mean, let me look at this. God of War.
Oh my gosh, dude! When that first showed, we were all just like, "What is this?" Because it was Kratos, but it looks so different, and like everything that he did was like, "Oh my gosh!" And like the audience was like flipping out. Like the part where he comes out of the shadows.
Yeah.
Comes out of the shadows like, don't.
I'm telling you, dude. Freaking hype.
That was so hype. Yeah, I feel like PlayStation's really good. Like their E3 conferences were basically just like
very cinematic.
Yeah, super cinematic. But it was just game after game after game, just like a YouTube like playlist of game trailers, and it worked so well because it was like, wow. Like, this is what Sony's about, you know what I mean? Just making really high-quality, exclusive games. And it was just like, bam, 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 bam. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Those are some good memories.
Yeah, so E3 has some great moments. I also want to talk about some games that they announced that, to this day, either definitely will not come out, or we have no idea if they're going to come out or not. Elder Scrolls VI, one of them. Do you remember Star Wars 1313? I will talk about this game until I go to my grave, dude. Because I remember seeing that trailer. It's supposed to be like a shooter, like a runner shooter game, kind of like in the style of Uncharted, you know?
Yeah, I said the game trailer was awesome. The footage.
Yeah. They had game footage, like gameplay footage, with a HUD, with combat and everything. The trailer was so comprehensive. Like we had to believe. Like I remember believing that game was gonna come out within a year or two. And then it got freaking scrapped. I think whenever Lucasfilm sold to Disney, it got scrapped.
Yep.
I was just like, why? I mean, I think eventually we got, you know, Last Jedi or Fallen Order, which is
crazy because, you know, think about it. Fallen Order was made in such a short time span. I think it was just only a few years. They used, they used the Steam engine to make it, which is like totally not normal for EA. They have their own in-house engine that they use for all their games. Yeah, but I remember that was a bummer when they shut that game down. And do you remember also after they shut down Star Wars 1313, they made that big deal with EA, right? So EA was gonna make Sony Star Wars games exclusively, and Amy Hennig was in charge of making a Star Wars game. Do you remember this?
No.
Oh, this is a great E3 moment too. The E3 at EA press conference had this whole like sizzle reel of all the Star Wars games they're making, and they had like one little shot of the game that Amy Hennig, who, if you don't know who Amy Hennig is, she was a director at Sony at the dog company that makes
Naughty Dog.
At Naughty Dog, yeah, she made. Yeah. She's the one who was in charge of Uncharted.
Okay, this is starting to come back to me. Okay, go ahead.
And there's a little tiny sliver of the game of just a character walking up to a door frame, looking outside, seeing a ship fly by, and that was all they showed. And the game got canceled. The studio got shut down. She left. She's now making a Star Wars game again, I think, with a different company. But yeah, another canceled game that we saw a peek of at E3. It looked really cool. It's like, wow, like literally the person who made Uncharted is making a Star Wars game. Sign me up.
Yep, that would have been cool. I mean, she could have made the 1313 game, which was like just following a bounty hunter kind of thing, so it wasn't a Jedi story, so it would have been, you know, guns and shooting and...
I think it was along those same lines. Like, I think they had taken ideas from 1313 and were going to use them to kind of make her game.
So much potential, man. Like, I love Star Wars Jedi games, but the universe is so big that I want a little bit more. I want that bounty hunter game that they have yet to really give us. They're giving us the flying games, you know, the spaceships, and obviously the multiplayer shooters in Battlefront, which is all, you know, all good and dandy, but God, there's something missing, man. I'm missing that God of War type. That's, I guess, Fallen Order is a little bit like that, you know, kind of God of War type combat. But we're missing the Uncharted combat type, the Last of Us combat type, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah. Oh, you ever heard of Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Oh my gosh.
That's another game I'm just like, this looks fascinating. Freaking crazy trailers and then nothing. Just radio silence for 6 years.
We had an episode about E3 games, we called them. So games that were made just to get you hyped at E3. Like games that were never going to come out. Just never, like, and games that set such high, incredibly high expectations that when they do come out, it'll be this a disappointment. And yeah, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is one of those games where, like, so much hype, all the fans wanted it. Every year, Ubisoft has shown just a little bit more. And yeah, when was the first time they showed that? That must have been like 2016.
Something like that. I just remember they showed the first thing I remember seeing was just a cinematic trailer, right? And then they actually showed gameplay stuff. Like, we saw gameplay footage over the next couple of years. So I'm like, what is up with this game? Is this the new Star Citizen where it's not a real game? It's just a fake crowdfunded thing for the dev to just, like, get money for no reason? Are we getting freaking, I don't know, Silicon Valley right now where they just say they're going to make a product just to raise money but not actually make the product?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Well, the game director for the game left a while back. He, like, retired, actually. Retired from gaming. So, the games industry, I should say.
It was 2017 was the first trailer.
Okay,
Oh, that was a 2008 announcement trailer, too? No way, dude. No way, it's that old.
Yeah, yeah.
12 years ago.
It's bad.
Serious? Over 12 years ago. 14.
Well, hey, Herb, you know what? When are we ever going to go to one of these conferences, whether it's E3 or PAX?
Do you have any? They're gonna be online forever.
It's not the same. Don't you want to go and see the announcement in real life, like be in the crowd when they show the new game?
Do you think PlayStation will ever have their own live conference?
They have their PlayStation fan event that they do every year.
Mm.
So kind of, I think they can make that their big thing and show off new stuff if they wanted to. But who knows if they actually would or not. I feel like, no, honestly. I think that at this point, Nintendo Directs have been so successful, and I feel like they're so much cheaper to do that every company is just like, why don't we just do that? So, unfortunately,
that's what I say, man.
Yeah, the spectacle is going away. But I do think you'll still see announcements at PAX. I think that'll still be a thing. And the thing is, have you been to these conventions before? They're fun. I went to PAX East. It was a good time.
You just pay money to go buy more stuff, Brigham. To just go
no,
pay more money.
No, dude. You go and they have like all
buy the merch.
I play the new WoW expansion like a year early at PAX East. I played so many cool indie games that still aren't out yet. That's the cool thing about that's the cool thing about the PAX stuff is that you get to have this whole like indie section for all these different games you can play that are still being in development. They're still in development. And also, yeah, they have like the big, you know, I remember they had Ashes of Creation had a big booth. It's kind of like Disneyland, though, where there's a huge line for the really popular games. So that does suck. But no, we should plan it. And then we can record a podcast there. It'll be great.
We'll have like how many podcasters do you think are going to be sitting around recording a podcast about PAX or whatever? We're going to be one of those duos. Just have a little setup in the corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the crazy crowd noise in the background the whole time. Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if E3 is ever going to come back. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. I wouldn't be surprised if it does. But it makes sense for them not to have it anymore. It's just too expensive, too much of a headache. And like you said, the spectacle would be missed. But there are other conventions out there that people can go to. And I think those are going to be around to stay, I think.
Yeah.
And E3, we're going to miss you, kind of.
Rip.
Rip E3. Anyways.
Rip F's in the chat.
Got anything else?
No, I think that's it. Like we said, E3 was awesome. I miss it. State of Play sucked, in my opinion. But I'm not the demographic for PlayStation. Like, I'm not really into like the Japanese kind of games. Even like the single player adventure games, and I'm not like super into as much as I used to be. So maybe it's just not for me. But who knows? And hopefully someday, if E3 is truly dead, Jeff Keighley will come in and save the day with his Summer Game Fest, and that'll be like the new thing where people can go to and experience cool stuff.
Yeah, like Yeah, on a positive sense, hooray for a new Final Fantasy and Resident Evil.
For sure. Those are going to be awesome. I can't wait. Resident Evil 4, I don't like horror games. That's the one horror game I'll play because it's that good.
I've actually been flirting with the idea of playing it. Like, the remake, whenever the remake comes out, I'm thinking about trying it out.
I remember being it's good. I remember being so scared, but loving the game so much, I like forced myself to play it on the GameCube. I just like kept pushing myself and pushing myself.
That's how I was with Hellblade, man. It's scary, but you keep going because it's freaking dope. Yeah, I think that's why I haven't played any Resident Evils all the way through. I've only seen gameplay along the years, so this could be my first one, man. Just play the remake. Should be good. Fun stuff. Whenever that game does come out, look out for a new podcast episode for that, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
And with that being said, that's all we got for you guys this week. Hope you give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9. And we hope you share the show with your gamer friends so they can join in on the conversation. With the formalities out of the way, thank you for listening and come back next time.
Peace.